USA Radio News.
One of the survivors of the mass shooting in Uvalde, Texas, is still recovering in the hospital after nearly suffering a heart attack after the fact. 11-year-old Ileana Trevino went to her best friend's memorial and was rushed to the hospital. In an interview with People.com, Ileana's mother said her best friend, who died during the mass shooting, would protect Ileana from bullies at school. Last month, 19 children and 2 teachers were killed at Robb Elementary School after an 18-year-old gunman opened fire. This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The Biden administration is planning to enact a rule that will require tobacco companies to minimize the amount of nicotine in cigarettes. This means tobacco manufacturers selling cigarettes in the U.S. would be required to lessen the amount of nicotine to non-addictive levels, a move that would tremendously affect the tobacco industry. Florida Senator Mark Rubio is celebrating the end of the CDC's COVID test travel requirement. The CDC recently announced Americans and other air travelers entering or returning to the U.S. would no longer have to test negative for the virus. In a statement, Rubio said, "It's about time." He added, quote, "I am glad this absurdity is over." For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Suspense.
A shadow knows.
Mystery in the air, starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
Voters in Alaska will pick from a huge list of candidates in a special election to fill the seat of the late Republican Congressman Don Young. The congressman represented Alaska from 1973 until his death earlier this year at the age of 88. Former Alaska governor and Republican vice presidential nominee Sarah Palin is among the 48 candidates running in the open primary. Former President Donald Trump just endorsed Palin. Since gas prices are at an all-time high across the country, Dallas Cowboys star Micah Parsons decided to take the matters into his own hands, sending several fans $25 for gas. In a Twitter exchange, Parsons was floored by how much gas cost in his city, $5. The Penn State alum tweeted, "The people need gas," and encouraged fans to let him know their Cash App. The average cost for a gallon of gas is up to $4.99, with California having the highest cost per gallon in the country at $6.42. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.